Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Direct Mail Monday, November 13th, 2017. Steve Cypress here in his backyard, his beautiful home here in sunny Arizona, Chandler, Arizona to be exact, a gathering of 20-something entrepreneurs. We just spent the day together brainstorming, and now we're having a little get-together dinner together, a little celebration afterwards. Beautiful backyard here with the pool. Might see a few. There's like three doggies running around like crazy back here. Oh, there's one of them. Hello, doggy. What's going on? And I'm by the outdoor barbecue pit, which is really nice out here. The outdoor fire pit and all. Anyway, so no rhino of the day because I just decided to shoot this while I'm out here away from my office where my 1,000 or so rhinos are in their collection. But I'll tell you a little, just a little tidbit. I also don't have samples of direct mail that I often critique and show on a Direct Mail Monday. But sometimes I just talk about the basics of direct mail, and today's is really a basic issue. I met someone the other day at an event, and he came up to me and said, "Everyone's telling me I got to talk to you because I need help with marketing my business, and I'm just not sure what to do." And he was taking courses in digital marketing, and I was like, "Digital marketing, is that you feel the best way to market your service?" He's like, "No, not really, but you know, it seems it's the easiest, it's the simplest to get started, and you know, the easiest." And I was like, "Well, what do you think would be the most effective?" And he said, "Well, I think direct mail would be. In my industry, everyone says direct mail works the best. I know it does. I know people make lots of money with it." And I said, "You know, why don't you use direct mail?" I mean, it seemed like a pretty simple question to me. I was like, "How come you're not using direct mail?" And his answer really caught me, and it's very common. So maybe you're watching this video and you recognize that you have the same response. You know, direct mail works fantastic. It's the best bang for your buck. Of course, it's the most cost-effective and effective way to market your business, with some exceptions, of course. I mean, if you're marketing to teenagers or people with no money or stuff like that, like, probably not. But if you're marketing to anybody with any money at all, selling anything of any value at all, direct mail is still, of course, the best way to tell your story and tell people why they should come do business with you. Hey, thanks for the likes. For some reason on here, I can't see who's here. So, sorry, I couldn't see who's doing a like, but thank you for that. And so I was like, "Well, here, I'll just give you a little advice. Number one is where everything starts in marketing. It starts with, not with you, starts with the who. So even though you know it works and you know it's great, it's not about, I want to do direct mail. Again, there are exceptions. There are reasons you wouldn't use direct mail. So it's all about your target who. Who it is that you want to do business with you. And that's part of the wow strategy. Felicia's here. The who. Yes, indeed. Hey, Felicia. Great seeing you. So the wow strategy. I talk about it a lot, folks. It's three letters, W-O-W. The first W is the who. Who do you want to do business with you? The O is you make them an irresistible offer that they just can't refuse. And the last W is the way. Thank you, Felicia says, "I'm looking great by the pool." Yeah, that's why I'm standing by the pool. It makes even me look great. And so nice to know it's working. And the last W of the wow strategy is the way or ways that you use to get your irresistible offer in front of your chosen target who. And so direct mail is just one of the many ways that you could use to get your irresistible offer in front of your target who. Thanks for the smiles and likes, everyone. Thank you. And so where does it start? That's where it starts. It starts with thinking everything you can, writing down a list of every characteristic you know about your ideal target, prospect, client, member, patient, customer, whoever you want to do business with, and then figure out how you could tell your story that makes you different than everyone that supplies the product or service that you supply, especially what problem or problems that target who has that your service or product could solve. Make a list of all that stuff. And then just start to, how would you tell your story? So think of it this way. If you could send an in-person salesperson out to the home or place of business of your ideal target, your ideal who that you want to do business with, and they could tell your story, what you do, why you do it, what problems it solves. They could ask questions. They could overcome all the objections. They could tell all of the great features and benefits and tell the whole story and sell people on using your business. Well, that's what direct mail is. It's what's known as sending a sales letter, which the phrase has been coined almost a century ago. It is salesmanship in print. That's the essence of direct mail. So really, if all you do is you've had a successful sales call, you or your top salesperson or any salesperson has made a successful sales call to your ideal who, well, you have a recording of that call, or sit there and listen to the calls and take notes while your top salesman is making the calls, or if it's you, you ought to have salespeople, but if it's just you, then record the call, transcribe it, write down everything you said, the objections you overcome, go through the whole process from beginning to end, how you did that successful sales call, put that down in writing, put it on pieces of paper, drop it in the mail, that's called a sales letter, and you send it out to a list. You get a list broker, go onto google.com and type in list broker, find someone who is a broker between people that sell and rent mailing lists, that's just lists of buyers, that buy certain products or subscribe to certain periodicals or belong to certain memberships or whatever characteristics they have that you feel your target who has, and you send your sales letter, your message, to that list as if you were sending a live salesperson there. That's really all there is to it with direct mail. Now, of course, that's under-complicating the thing, but that's in essence what it is. And I recommend you get help from someone that knows what they're doing to help you do all this. And Felicia says, thanks for the reminder. It's been a while since I've done direct mail. Love it. Happened to see you tonight in my stream, and now I'm off to create my next direct mail campaign. You know, Felicia, she's probably already gone, but if she was still here, I would tell her that I think Felicia, of all the people I've ever met in almost 40 years of working with thousands of entrepreneurs, Felicia is about the fastest action taker of any client I ever had, anyone I work with. What a dream. Just like right there. Here's a little gentle reminder, direct mail, hey, and Felicia's like, that's it, I'm creating my next direct mail campaign. Felicia's got a number of products, does all kinds of things. She's a world-class speaker coach and speaker, and she's got all kinds of materials to help speakers. And you know that she's going to put some kind of message in writing, put it on pieces of paper, put it into an envelope, put a mail on it, a stamp on it, and mail that out to either her current list, or she can get a new list that mirrors her current list, or her best customers, her best buyers, her best clients, whatever it is. That's called direct mail. You're sending mail directly to someone asking for a direct response in return. Hey, buy my thing. Or go to my website and opt in for my newsletter. Or watch this video, and then from the video you can buy something. So direct mail. It goes directly to someone and asks for a direct response in return. So you'll know right away, is it working great? Is it not working so great? Is it not working at all? And you can make an adjustments and tweak along the way. But still the biggest moneymaker, 49 cents, folks, for a first-class stamp, and a few cents more for some paper and an envelope. And that gets in front of somebody, undivided attention. That salesperson in print is right in front of your ideal target prospect, selling them on why they should do business with you and overcoming the objections, because you know the questions they're going to have. You're asking them in advance. You're saying you might be thinking this. Bring up their objection, answer it for them, go on to the next one. Sales letter. Salesmanship in print, folks. That's all there is to it. If you want help, of course, you can contact me, steve@stevecypress.com. You can hit me up with a Facebook message or Twitter, tweet Steve Cypress, @Steve Cypress, or find anybody else that knows about direct mail to help you get started, because I'm telling you, it's addictive. Once you get started, you're going to realize that it's pretty much printing money, and you're going to want to always use direct mail, just like Felicia. Even if you need that reminder, you're going to go, you know, that's right, direct mail, makes tons of money, got to go do it. And Rich is here, great seeing you, Rich. You came in just at the end, bye-bye, from Chandler, Arizona, as we have beautiful sunny skies, a lot of clouds in the sky today, and the sun is about to set, and I'm heading back into the gathering with a couple of dozen entrepreneurs. We're hanging out, brainstorming, and helping each other make a lot of money, which is another thing I suggest you do, but that's another message for another day. And I'll be back tomorrow with Topical Tuesday. So thanks for being here today on Direct Mail Monday, and I'll catch you tomorrow on Topical Tuesday from the beautiful backyard here of this beautiful home in Chandler, Arizona. Steve Cypress signing off for Direct Mail Monday. Catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.